It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I've been working on my memoir. It's called Burning Bridges, Overcoming a Life of Privilege, Fame, and Power. I have enough of my own therapy to deal with. I don't want to hear about yours. And I said, you're right. I'm very famous, and I deserve special treatment.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Tom Arnold and Doug Buden join the show. We talk about Tom's nail polish, funny names, and expensive Christmas trees. Tom, what's going on with your nails? Why are they pink?
Oh, they're pink because my daughter, who's 7, painted them. And I'm too insecure to take it off. I want her to take it off. I want it to be her idea. And then she'll say, okay, let's take that off, Daddy. And then she'll put something else on.
How long have your nails been pink? Because it looks like some of them are chipping off.
Yeah, they are chipping off a little bit. She does it every week.
She paints your nails every week.
Yeah. She's okay. Getting very good at it. I got her
this
whole
is good?
Kit.
This is better?
She didn't really care. She did this really fast. Like, she didn't care as much.
Are those acrylics or are those your real nails?
They're my real nails.
They're beautiful, Tom.
Yeah, we got gels together once, my daughter and I. She picked it out, the color. I wondered why you kept having to put your hand under the ultraviolet light. She didn't have to do that with her nails, and they were gels. And it took about 3.5 weeks to get them off.
What color were they?
They're light blue.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but it reminds you, like these, I'll forget before I go on stage. I'll go, I got to address this with the audience right away. And then about 20 minutes in, I look at my hand and go, oh, my God, I forgot. I wonder what they're thinking.
I didn't know if this is one of these situations where you are transitioning later in life. If this is
I would like to.
A Caitlyn Jenner situation. Yeah. The next time, am I going to see you in a wig? I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I do. I look terrible in a wig. Mm. And, you know, again, I got 4 ex-wives, heterosexual women. It has not worked out. So,
it's Tom.
And your brother's gay.
But yes, he's gay.
Chris.
Yeah.
I remember.
He loves you.
Is Chris single? Because I'm wondering, we have all these gays that we could probably set him up with.
13 years.
Oh,
married
okay.
to Michael. And going very well.
Okay, where do they live?
They live in Scottsdale.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a 13-year relationship.
He works for a Christian university down there.
Oh, really?
And he's very open about all of his stuff. He's not a Christian. But his boss is Jewish, and he makes $25 million a year. It's a good money-making situation.
Grand I'm going Canyon. To Scottsdale.
I'm going into education.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're going to be, when your daughter decides, you'll take the pink off, and then she'll probably repaint it.
Yeah, she will. Sometimes she gives me a day. Okay. I'll say, I'm going to go on TV, honey. I take this off. She goes, okay, Daddy, I'll take it off. Then she starts painting right away. What can you do? You know?
Right.
She's amazing. What can I do? I love, plus it makes me think of her whenever, just now when I look down.
That's nice.
Yeah. You know, and I forget. It makes me see my hands, too, because I forget that where they are.
Isn't it funny how we do these things for our kids? Because whenever I go to these kids' birthday parties now, I just let them paint my face. It's not something that I would normally do.
Yeah.
But then we went to a birthday party a few months ago. It was Liat Gerst. No, it was the next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. Forgot her name. Anyway, I was the only adult with, you know, my face painted.
Yeah.
I think I was Batman.
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, but I was the only adult.
You mean in terms of dad? Other dads?
There was about 100 parents there.
Yeah.
You were the only one?
And I was the only one. All the kids had their face painted, and then me. Because my daughter said, I want you to do that. I'm like, okay, what the fuck?
Well, I never saw you. That's a big thing for you.
It is
a
big thing.
You seem so uptight
and
like, fake. And you care what you look like.
Yep.
That's what you do, though, because you love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
And they own you. My daughter owns me. She knows that, and you want her to always feel like that. And
that's also why I dressed up as Chucky for Halloween to trick or treat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, but there were a lot of other parents that dressed up, too.
You looked a lot like Carrot Top to me in that picture, the comedian.
Scary Top.
I didn't do the makeup, though, because I had a spray tan that day. I didn't want it to come off.
Oh, that's cool. Now, Carrot Top, though, I think he had his makeup tattooed on. Yeah. Save time.
Did.
That seems like a smart thing to do.
A landlady of mine had that. Her eyeliner was tattooed onto her face.
Ow.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do that now.
Well, now that the SAG strike's over, you can start promoting your...
Are you naked when you do the spray tan?
I am.
Completely? And do they come to your house and set up a booth or something?
They do. In fact, she's coming today, right?
On your roof, right? You do it
3:00.
On your roof.
Yeah.
No, we don't do it on the roof anymore.
Oh, no?
No, it's too windy, and it also gets too warm, and it's also just kind of weird because the neighbors can see.
Peep show.
So, she puts a little tent in my bedroom and then sprays me in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I like that.
Yeah.
And then what? No, I'm kidding.
You're at all interested in a spray tan, I'm happy to, you can come to my house and get sprayed.
Yeah. I'll try it once. We had a woman on our divorce party podcast who did that. And she had a lot of crazy stories, mostly about women, the kind of stuff they did while she was spray tanning their buttholes and stuff.
Well, like she doesn't do my but whole.
Okay,
but,
that's good.
But I do have to kind of bend over a little bit just so you don't have any lines underneath your cheeks.
I get it.
Yeah.
And how long does that last?
Not very long because I shower too much.
Yeah.
So it's usually gone like by day five.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I should have done it. I've got skin cancer. I probably should have jumped on that.
Now, speaking of buttholes, you have a new movie coming out called Adventures of the Naked Umbrella.
It's out now. It opened last Friday.
Now, what's interesting about this movie is not that you're in it, but that Taryn Manning is in it, the actress.
She's great.
Well, she's been in the news recently.
Yes.
And I don't know how you could not read this story, but basically she was having an affair with a married man. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
This is what they reported. And when it ended, because, you know, they always end well.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah, it's usually a really... Yeah. So I guess it didn't work out, and that surprised her because he was married.
Yeah.
And so she went on social media, and I think we have the audio. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is the actual audio.
That I've been messing with is a married man, and every night, well, for about three nights in a row, or even maybe there's a night in between, I was licking his butthole. Yep. Because he liked it. And I didn't mind doing it. Is that...
That's okay. Amazing. See, that's the thing. Like, she said she was embarrassed about that, but that's like the best calling card. There's no man that heard that and went, oh, yeah, that's disgusting. Get her over here.
People are taking another look at her.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, you know, if you see her in the car, she's all right.
Yeah.
But I think because she's so generous in the bedroom.
Yeah,
I think that a lot of men are paying attention to her.
They're very attracted to that. I think it shows, it's not all about physical.
That's commitment. You know,
it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, she gave. And by the way, it's the married guy's fault because he's the gatekeeper. He doesn't have to let just anybody lick his butthole. Like, that's a thing. I'm sure he's like, well, my wife never licks my butthole. If you do, you know, you step up your game. But it's really the married person's fault.
Do you think that it's is it something that you would feel comfortable? So if you are in a relationship, somebody you really care for.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's something you could ask your partner, or is it more of a one-night stand-ish kind of situation?
Butthole licking?
Well,
yes.
Oh, okay. You know, you hope they figure it out. They hope they go, well, let me do this.
Because it is very specific.
It is very specific, and they only got to do it once, and then they've done it. It's like the butt sex. If they just do it once, then you get it off your bucket list.
Well, obviously, you know, he liked it because she did it three nights in a row. There was a night in between.
Perhaps maybe. Yeah.
Right, but three nights in a row.
Yeah.
And then she had a run-in with the guy's wife.
She also bought the guy a boat, apparently. So she's generous outside
of
the bedroom.
She's crazy generous. Yeah, she wants to play.
Pleaser.
I mean, she's looking good.
Yeah, she is. She wants to play my sister, the Queen of Meth, my sister, for the documentary series. We're doing a scripted series. And she came up and was talking to me about it. And I go, oh, yeah, I get that. Like, you're ready.
She could have some experience.
Yeah, she could have some experience.
Maybe already done the research.
Yeah, perhaps she has.
So she was on Orange is the New Black. I mean, most people would recognize
Orange is the New Black. Sure. She's very good. Yeah. And that's a prison thing, right?
Yep, that's
just
what
perfect for my sister.
Practical experience.
And then have you ever been in a relationship where someone has done that? And is that something that they did willingly, or did you ask them?
I've never been in a relationship where someone has done that, as far as I know.
Really?
I mean...
I think you'd remember,
yeah,
right?
I really would.
You
know,
you gotta do it.
I haven't been in a relationship. I haven't had a date in 6.5 years because it's pretty clear. When you get divorced, you could get divorced three times and still kind of go, you know, those crazy bitches. But if you get divorced four times, you go, oh, shit, it's me. So that's what I'm trying to work that out. It's 100% me. So I'm trying to work that out, my choices, the things... My insecurities, you know.
Is Taryn single?
It seems like she would be. But she. But hey, here's another star. She was engaged to a woman, too. So she's covered all the fucking bases.
Wow.
Pardon my language.
She's very open-minded.
Yes. And you
we should get her on this show.
I mean, she seems like a really good time.
She's like a chump.
She's a chump.
Yeah.
She should come to the live show.
Yeah. She's a very good actor, too. She's very good.
That's not as
important
less,
here. That's
no,
less
no, sure. I get that, but you always got to say that. You know? Right.
How long did the affair go on? I wonder.
I'll Google it.
We'll look into this.
And did the wife...
More than three
did
nights.
Somebody get a restraining order?
The wife threatened to get a restraining order, and Taryn was like, you can do whatever the fuck you want because I'm the one who's licking his butthole.
Mm.
I'm not quoting. But
I don't think that'll hold up in court, but it might.
Wow.
Depending on what kind of court.
Well, it feels good.
Yeah. Do you still have 21 cameras in your home?
I do. My kids, it's 21 cameras inside and outside my house, 24/7. Our life has been filmed for 7 or 8 years.
Are they in the bathrooms, like at
Chastine's
house?
No, I did. Once, my one excuse for having one in the bathroom, when they were very young and be in the bathtub,
yeah.
And if I had to run to the kitchen or something. But there's none in the bathroom. But you can hear whatever goes on there. And it's important, as you know, I've talked about this, because my ex-wife has called the police so many times. Like, she is broken in the house. And this is not like, you know, this is legal fact. It's documented with the police. And you want to be able to go, okay, what did she say happened? Let's watch the tape. And that has saved me so many times, because your cops come in hot. Like, she used to call him and say, he's got a lot of guns, he's violent, always when the kids were with me. So they might come in hot. You know, it's called swatting. And, you know, you get – but once they've come 5 or 6 times, they're like, please, if you even think she's going to call us first. We won't come.
Tom, is this the reason that you maybe have not had another relationship, just because of all the drama from your ex and custody and all of this
yeah.
that never ends? I mean, people probably don't want to sign up for that, right?
No, they don't. And I get that.
And it also could be the pink nails, too.
Well, also, but, you know, you get sort of a post-traumatic stress from a situation like this. What's great about the Divorce Party podcast, we have these divorce attorneys and different people, therapists, and it's really given me an understanding of what's been going on. And you need to have that, because it's not like a high conflict divorce custody thing, because only one person is calling the police. Only one person is filing stuff in court. Only one person is abusing the legal system. So when you get to that point, you're like, okay, I can see the other side of this, mm-hmm. you know, because now the next time we go to court, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to point this out, and perhaps there'll be sanctions. But here's the deal. The attorney, James Dixon, he's great. He said, it's like you're Batman, like you were on the holidays, and she's the Joker. Now, Batman has certain rules he follows, you know, but the Joker will shoot bystanders. So to deal with somebody like that, it's impossible. You can't say, let's be reasonable, let's do this thing, onward and upward for the kids, because that's just not their thing. And it's called pathological alienation. And I can see it in my case now by working with therapists, being inside.
Not parental alienation, pathological.
It's beyond parental. Like,
oh, it's next level.
Yeah, when we first broke up, her family, she said, my family's not going to contact you. No. So she alienated me from her family, which I get. And her friends, which I get, but it's hurtful to the kids because they had similar aged kids. Okay, I get that. And then it moves on with the police stuff, calling the police, you know, the legal system. Then it's moved on to my family, where she doesn't want, she'll threaten my family if, you know, because kids, they like the kids. The kids need to have as many aunts and uncles as possible. Then she reaches out to all of my friends, you know. And the great thing is I had an extra email account that I was unaware of, and she did it all on my email, reaches out to people like Rita Wilson, who I just worked with, or Maria Shriver, Arnold's wife, and says, oh, yeah, by the way, Tom is crazy. And the, one of the worst things she did was, I have a men's group that I've had since 1990, and there's also a women's support group for that group. She was never interested till after we broke up, and it's in the same house. So then suddenly she goes in with the women's group and starts sharing these horrible, her version of horrible
yeah,
stories.
Yeah.
And but my thinking was, when I first saw those emails, I was like, those are good women. They will help her. Because sometimes you need that. You get a little, but no, it's just, it continues, and it's just a constant threat. But you know, we do at the house, it's, if something happens, the kids get very nervous that the police are going to come or that she's going to try to take them away from me. And I calm them down, but I'll have my assistant, Sasha, cut tape. Like, she'll say, hey, I heard that Jack's hit his head, you did nothing. I would say, cut that tape for in case the cops come or court, and we'll do that. So it's a...
Can I ask you, what is your custody schedule? Are you
50-50?
Week on, week off?
Yeah, I've always wanted, right from the beginning, when we first started getting divorced, I said, I want 50-50 custody. My own lawyer's like, oh, no. Are you kidding me? He goes, wait till they're like 7 and they're fun. I go, no, I don't know where I'll be when they're 7.
Right.
Because I started late. I, for the moment they were born, I wanted to do everything. and because I can do everything. So it's 50-50, plus I added some dad-daughter nights, dad-son nights. Sometimes you got to separate them. And then the holidays, you know, we're supposed to go every other holiday. I used to argue, like Halloween comes up, and she's like, calls, that's my Halloween. I go, okay. I thought you were going to take the kids trick-or-treating. Oh, I would, but it's yours. You could take them. She goes, well, I think we should both go. This might be their last Halloween year. They're 7 and 10. They're going to do it for them. And I go, I'm not comfortable with that, but you take them. And I used to let it get myself roped in, like arguing, oh, please let me take them. Please. They love it. I always take them, but I don't do that now. And then she'll go, oh, no, okay, you take them. Mm. Because it's hard. Halloween is hard. It's like Christmas.
I know.
You know, like we do Christmas big. And we're supposed to every other Christmas, and then, you know, it's a holiday break, and every other Thanksgiving. And last year I said, I'm going to do Thanksgiving this year. I haven't done it. I've been out of town for – and she goes, well, then I'm going to do Christmas, and you won't get Christmas. I go, okay.
But, Tom, do you – so what is the schedule? Like, do you drop off Monday?
Yeah.
Drop the kids off Monday, yeah, and pick it up the following Monday, or how does that work?
Well, the good thing about going to court a lot is, you know, I've never lost, but it could happen. But, yeah, Monday morning, drop them off at school, and then Monday after school, the other parent picks them up,
yeah,
and keeps them till the next Monday morning.
That's what
so
I'm
there's
trying
no
to get.
Contact. You can't.
That's what I'm trying to
and
do.
And I keep trying to cut down on the contact because it's too, you know, and I keep. You
that's
know.
Yeah.
Do you have that app that what is it called?
Family Wizard.
The Family
yeah,
Wizard?
Of course we do.
Oh, okay.
That's how we're supposed to communicate.
Yeah.
And one judge said something great to me. He said, don't put anything on there that you wouldn't want your kids to read back to you in public in a few years. And so I'm very cautious. But she's put some classic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, I do not approve of them going to your stepmother's funeral. Like, what the hell? Who does that?
I got a few of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've written.
Yeah. No, not me.
I've done some things in the past. You know, you say things, you try to be funny or,
right,
you know, and you know, everybody makes mistakes at first.
I guess what I'm trying to understand is when you get to a point where the other person is not being reasonable.
Right.
And there are things that you know you're going to get if you go to court, like,
yeah,
adding two more holidays to the schedule.
Right.
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 You know that when you go to court, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, the person would rather go to court because they are expecting you to pay their attorney's fees,
right,
which doesn't seem fair. And you're saying that is considered legal abuse when,
yeah,
someone purposely goes to court,
yeah,
and then sticks you with the bill.
Yeah. You have to point to their body of work. Like, how many times have they done this? What are those? And, you know, the family law is catching up with that. And they're like, well, that's not only do you have to pay Jeff's legal bills,
yeah,
but the lawyer, their lawyer gets sanctioned. And their lawyer's like, okay, dude, because you get a lawyer to go in court all the time. But if once they realize they're being sanctioned, you know, it's an issue. So you do that. With us, at first it was all about me. Tom's crazy. Tom's on drugs. Tom's whatever. And then when that didn't work, it started being about the kids. The kids are all messed up. This, that. So every time before we go to court, they send a form. How are the kids doing? 1 through 10. I give them all 10s because I know she's giving them all 1s. Okay. And then, so I have to, I'm working on a curve. But the stuff that's said about the kids is crazy. And they will read that one day. And it just makes no sense. And so what do you do? You know, I'd love my kids to see me in a loving relationship. You know what I mean? One
yes.
of these days. And that will happen. But it's been, the show has made it good because of the psychotherapy and all this other stuff. Now I understand what's going on. When you don't know what's going on, I mean, it's embarrassing what's going on. But there are other people that have the same thing. We had Corey Taylor from Slipknot. You know Slipknot, the very hard rock band?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a similar story. He's beyond it, but he had this toxic 8-year marriage where similar things were happening. So,
so we look back and we've made mistakes as parents. We've made
yeah.
mistakes in our relationships.
Yeah.
There is, and I sent you the article, there is two parents that made a very big mistake in naming their child, and then they moved to an English-speaking country. Is that what happened?
That is what happened.
And then the translation.
Because they named their child Semen,
okay.
which doesn't mean what
they
it
moved,
means here.
And then they moved to the UK?
So
or
they, they moved to, it just says an English-speaking country, where, but it's either here or there.
You know, naming your child semen is probably a, you know, it's child abuse.
Yeah, you should think about that.
Only here, it not in the country where they live, because it doesn't mean there what it means here.
They thought they were just going to name
semen
him Simon.
Semen is like a normal...
It's, yeah, maybe they did IVF. It's, you know, he literally, the child was semen, and they took one of those little semens out and put it in the egg.
It's
like,
S-E-M-E-N.
Yeah. We had the girls' basketball star in Southeast Iowa, when I was growing up, named Fonda Dix. Look it up. Look
no,
it up.
I don't
I
believe
swear
you.
On my life, you could Google it. It's
I
a
do
fact.
Not believe you.
That's my
She averaged
name.
Like 50 points a game.
Fonda Dix.
Yeah.
I mean, it, why not?
Yeah, then she married a guy named Peters. Look it up. It's crazy. And her parents were very nice people.
Fun
and very Christian. They probably didn't realize.
Didn't realize what they were what they were doing. Yeah.
There's, I mean, that you know, we have a friend
bet,
in LA.
I bet Fonda changed. Did she change her name?
I would change the whole name. Her scores from 1973. She was a great player.
She's very good. She's a little older than me. She's very good, though.
She allegedly married a guy with the last name Peters. So
she did.
From Fonda
she did.
Dix to
Fonda Peters. And the thing is, her name had to be in the paper all the time because she was such a great basketball player. So you wonder about the paper for our local paper. Like, okay.
And you don't forget her name.
No, that's very true.
Just like little baby Seaman. Now, he's three, but they're going to change his name, I think, to Simon, you had said.
No.
No?
Oh, no, because she went to Reddit, and everybody was like, just name him Simon. And she said, no, I can't do that. She doesn't like the name Simon. It's not okay.
She prefers Seaman over Simon?
No. She Same. Said, the kid is three. She said, Simon does not suit him. So then people were making all sorts of suggestions. Mm. She ultimately decided to go with Sebastian, Stephen, or alternate spelling of Stephen.
He's going to get beat up with Sebastian. I think Stephen's the way to go.
Oh,
by
like
the way,
Sebastian.
She's a lunatic. She's a lunatic. She names a kid, then she's on Reddit, like talking to those crazy people.
Yep.
Yeah, go to Reddit for the answers. Yeah.
For sanity.
God, I mean, you might as well go to the Jeff Lewis Facebook group.
Yeah. But you always call your kid a nickname anyway.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Sebastian's cute.
I have a friend, Carolyn Finger, Daniel Beaver, and Gail Getzoff. And when they get
Gail Getzoff?
It's Finger, Beaver, and Getzoff. That's their
company. That's nice. That's nice. Beaver's a funny name.
Beaver, it's a Jenny Beaver's a wonderful.
Yeah.
Gail Getzoff.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are hosting the Trace Amigas show in Phoenix?
Phoenix, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And Thursday.
So Thursday, they sold out, mm-hmm. and then they added Wednesday's show.
Yeah, because there was already something booked for Friday, so they added a second show. It's tomorrow night, Wednesday.
Okay, so the tickets are still available for Wednesday only.
Correct.
And what is the name of the theater?
It's standuplive.com, and it's the Stand Up Live in Phoenix.
And you're moderating.
I'm emceeing.
So you're moderating, and you have Vicki Gumbelson, you have Tamara Judge, and you have Shannon Bedore.
Yep.
That's a fun show. I've seen that show.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I'll be checking into my flight during the next commercial break.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got to do it right now.
Yeah, I like that boarding. I like it.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Last person to check in could be booted off the flight. You know
really?
What I'm saying?
Are you in first class?
I am in first class.
No, they won't
it's
do
a
it.
59-minute
You could show up 5 minutes before the flight.
Yeah. Do you have TSA?
Of course I have TSA.
Good.
Check. Global entry.
Do you
lounge.
Have clear?
I have clear also.
You got it all. That's double.
I have it all. And I have a carry-on.
He knows all about He knows about everything. The planes, carry-on. The lounges, the airports. He's like a savant.
And you do carry-on?
Only carry-on.
Like, how many shirts do you put in there?
Oh, I've traveled up to 3 weeks with a carry-on.
What? There's no way.
Yeah.
Did you wear the same thing every day?
No, but I don't mind wearing the same thing.
Right,
but
of course.
I do laundry locally. I'll drop stuff off at a laundromat, like a fluff and fold, and have them deliver it back to my hotel. But I only do carry-on.
Yeah, I got to learn to do that because it's you know, your luggage doesn't show up. You feel bad. You have to go to Walmart middle of the night and get fat clothes. Have you ever had to do that?
I get fat clothes all the time.
No, but I mean, have you ever had to go to Walmart emergency?
I had to get underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But they didn't have any men, so I had to buy ladies.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You would do
that's
that good. Anyway.
You did not.
I swear I had to.
But it did make your penis look bigger.
So I had to do that.
Oh, that's good. I'll do that. Yeah.
It was at the Kentucky Derby, and they lost my luggage, and I didn't have any clean underwear, so I had to go to Walmart. I mean, it wasn't like frilly lace underwear, but they were like, you know,
where is
something maybe, you know, a more masculine woman would wear.
Yeah.
Shout out to masculine women.
And by the way, this portion of Jeff Lewis Live is brought to you by Snickers, the official chocolate sponsor of the NFL. Check out Snickers.com/NFL to learn more.
Yeah.
I like Snickers.
They have a king-size one in the snack box
like
right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I have my eye on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
But what were we talking about?
I got into the kids' Halloween candy last night. I mean,
so good.
They beg me. They pray me. They say, please don't eat their Halloween candy. I say, swear. We swear to God. Okay, sure. And then I get weak at night. Like, weak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I see the wrappers in the morning. I have to hide them from my kids.
You know what I've been doing? I've just been going to bed early.
Yeah.
So I don't stay up and eat.
But do you wake up to pee?
Yes.
Okay. That's when it gets sketchy, because then you're like, well, I might as well go out
to
the kitchen.
Oh, I don't think that. Really? No,
Tom,
I'm upstairs. It's a long walk.
Yeah, he has. We get it.
I've done it. I get up to pee and get a glass of water, and I think, well, if I'm going to get a glass of water.
Yeah. I have a big sign that says no on my refrigerator, too, but
you're
ignore it.
But I was on
NyQuil.
I was on NyQuil.
Ooh.
And then I slipped down the stairs, and I actually still have the scars.
Oh, my God.
And Shane happened to be there that day, that night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. He was there to help you, save you.
Yeah.
Save your life. You should get one of those things. What's that button you push?
Life
Hi, I fall. I can't get up.
It's time.
I need that. We're almost there.
Yeah. But then you have to wear it. That'd be a thing. You'd realize you'd fall.
I could
and
just put it underneath my shirt, right?
Yeah.
You know
what?
You could, like, I have an Apple Watch, and that now has fall detection. So you can know if I fall. It'll send an, unfortunately, I'm my own emergency contact.
You could tuck
it'll
the
text me.
It'll send you a text.
It'll say, hey, Doug, you fell, because nobody else will be
does
call
it,
the emergency
does it
contact.
Tell if you're jerking off? Because I have it like, hey, you're too much frenzy. Too much frenzy.
That thing would be beeping all
get
the time.
The short
you're like, wow, you did 70 miles.
Yeah.
The activity monitor.
Jeff, you can tuck your life alert into your panties. You just tuck
oh, my
it
gosh.
Right in there.
Hey, how was Palm Springs, by the way?
It was really great, thanks. Yeah. My boyfriend had a friend's birthday. So it was 35 rowdy Chicagoans.
35?
In Palm Springs, they were a really fun group of people. I had a really great time.
How'd you get home? Because I know you. You carpooled with Doug.
I drove.
Imagine this: 4 hours in a car with Doug, listening to the Broadway Channel or whatever show tunes you were listening to.
This was a bummer because I was excited for the Broadway Channel, but we didn't end up listening to a lot of the Broadway Channel because that's when Fran was giving the press conference.
Oh yes,
and so
Fran Drescher.
We listened to Fran Drescher's press conference.
That was an hour.
By the way, not everybody wants to be touched. Doug.
Oh,
I don't
Tom,
know if you.
No, I like it.
Tom
I like it.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Buddies. We're buddies.
Doug put his
hand on okay.
Tom. We have a lot more in common than we don't.
That's right.
Right? Sure. Whatever that means, we do.
I just didn't know if the touching made you uncomfortable.
I like it.
I think I've established that it was okay. But it took us 3 hours and 56 minutes to drive to the desert, and we did
Friday.
Get a little bit of Broadway time.
Yeah.
Well, just a little
bit. Then I got a text Saturday morning, hey... I need to rush home. Can you go home with Frank tomorrow on Sunday?
Frank? Is that a real guy?
His, it's
the
his boy name
Frank.
For the show.
Okay, got
that's
it.
His boy
it's a fake name for the radio.
So I said, of course.
Seems branded.
But Frank was not coming back on Sunday. He's coming back on Monday. So
which I didn't know.
Right. So Frank actually thought of it. He's like, why don't you take the bus? I was like, I'm not going to take the bus. And then it ended up being the best option. So I took the bus home.
Was it a Greyhound?
It was kind of like a Greyhound.
Like, what's it called?
Beige yes, it was hound. Called Omnibus or Flexibus, something
how much,
like that.
Flexibus,
how much
yeah.
is it?
How long
it
did it
was
take?
About $75.
Wow. Did you have a TV?
Girl, no.
Did you have a bathroom in there?
Yeah.
They did. That was the that
yes.
was the thing.
Yeah,
that's
the
that I'm into.
Not travel. Yeah. What I was going to do was rent my own car and drive, but then I'd have to pick it up at the airport, drive it to an another
God.
Airport, no. blah, 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 blah. But this bus had a bathroom, which was the only reason I said yes.
You know, when I texted Jameson to say, I have to get back to L.A., can you go with Brandon? I was waiting for him to text me back. I looked up an Uber, and an Uber from Brian's house to my house was only $124. $124.75.
You spent $75 to take the bus?
You spent $75 to take the bus.
Was it comfortable?
It was fine. I will say this. There was a lot of traffic. It's me. I'm the problem. There's just always traffic with me. There was a lot of traffic, but I got to take a nap. So I actually preferred it over renting a car because at least I could.
Did you have a lie flat?
No, babe. No lie
flat. A
pod? No. And the guy next to me was ornery. He kept, as people would walk by, he'd be like, get out of the way. I was like, oh my God.
Was it crowded? Was it full?
It was full. And then another man was in the wrong seat. And then these two women had to get up and they're like, you're crazy. I mean, it was,
I just
put on my headphones.
I'd rather, I think, take the bus than drive with Doug.
That is not true.
Absolutely.
I am sorry for
Doug, is ShowTube Sirius Channel 69?
I don't know.
It
is.
One, I believe.
It is, because my son's obsessed with 69. All of his gamer handle buddies are something 69, so he thinks it's funny to turn on to Channel 69. And then, so the other day, I said, do you know what that means, 69? You get a chance to pair. I'll cover. I want you to know that's a sexual thing. outside. He's like, what? And do you want me to tell you what it is? And my daughter's in the back. She's like, tell me, Dad. I go, well, it's like this. When two people are in love, one of them will stand on their head. You know, that's about as graphic as I could.
How old is he?
He's 10 and she's 7.
You're not going to bring up the Taryn Manning stuff with your kids. That they're too young for that.
They are too young for that. God, I wish I'd like to be on a bus with her.
That tiny little bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's such a kind gesture.
It was. Did you say with
the holiday season, the Christmas season?
A 96.
Yeah.
You said it was crowded. The bus was full.
It was full, and it picked up at like a gas station.
Oh, did you have a lot of stops?
No, thankfully, no. There's only one stop in between.
Which, by the way, you shared that. So Jameson left his car at my house, so he had to come back to my house to pick up his car.
But I didn't tell Doug I was taking the bus because I knew he would feel bad, and I didn't want it to influence his decision to...
Well, I had to.
Where'd the bus go?
A friend of mine was being admitted to the hospital. Like, I had to leave.
Boy, there's a lot of sad stories with you guys. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. You fit right in.
Yeah,
you want to talk about your divorce more?
I do. Jameson's but we all have one thing in common. We like it when people lick our butts. We just...
do have that in common.
Yeah. We do. Christmas came early. Merry Christmas.
Maybe we just talk about Christmas. Now, you said that you have already started decorating over
Your house. Kids, I said, we cannot decorate outside until, first of all, you could do it September 1st on. That's no Halloween, but it's Christmas. So there's 24 Christmas trees in our front yard. Mostly my son puts them up. He gets more every year. He does the lights. He hauls them out there. He sets them up. It's a lot of work. It's time intensive. And so the neighbors, one hates it. But I think the other day, people will drive by. It gives them a lot of self-esteem. People slow down or their kids come to look. So that's what it's like. But, you know, there's a lot. And I keep Christmas lights in the house all the time. And I used to say, well, that's for the kids. But it's really for me.
Yeah.
Because I get depressed if I don't see them. So I got these lights. I'm like, okay, that's where we, you know, they're multicolored. And, you know, it's a positive thing.
I usually get real trees, but I'm thinking about maybe getting a fake tree so I could celebrate earlier. Because yesterday we were furniture shopping, they had their Christmas music on.
I was like,
okay, I'm ready. It feels a little early.
They have rainbow trees and they have pink trees.
Oh.
So
are you saying that because I'm gay?
No, but my son put it up for my brother, a rainbow tree in the front yard, like he's to get any more trees.
So I should definitely get the rainbow tree.
The pink is pretty
good. Can I just
get
a green tree like yours?
No? Yeah, but they get boring. There's white.
Okay. Well, I'd love that.
I'm not ready.
I would love all that.
Yeah.
I have to do all the prep this weekend. This is the weekend. I'm going to check my lights, clean out the humidifiers. I'm going to pull out the fancy Christmas tree stand. This is all the prep.
So, okay, because I was trying to understand what you're doing. You're just taking all the boxes out right now.
Yeah.
So how long does this take, really?
It's got half a day.
Half a day to just take the boxes out of
the
attic?
Where are the boxes? Do you have a shed?
Yeah, underground. He does have a shed.
Yeah, that's what we have, too. I have so much in common. You have a lot in common with my son.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
nine.
So you have everything in the shed?
Yeah, I have everything in the shed.
Why would it take half a day to remove boxes from a shed?
I didn't say just remove the boxes. I've got to test all the lights. I've got to clean the humidifiers. I've got to check that Christmas tree stand with the patented ding technology. Make sure it's still
not
ding.
This shit again.
Still
yes.
Yeah. It's
Tell Tom about it.
I got a Christmas tree stand. It has this patented ding technology.
What's din?
So it dings. So
ding.
You put the tree in, and then you pump it with your foot. And when it's clawed the tree appropriately and it's at the right angle, it goes ding.
Oh, that's amazing. Do you have a train set, too? Our little Santa's Village?
I like a train set around
the
tree.
Yeah, I do, too. I do too. We're Jewish too, but
same. Ashkenaz. Hello.
He puts a Star of David on top of it, like to cover.
Have they given you a list yet? The kids, a Christmas list, or
they've begun. They've always done that. You know, we'll be in bed at night. They'll say, "Hey, write this down." I write them on Post-its, and I keep a master list, and they still do it.
This is how you know when your kid has too much, because I asked Monroe last weekend. I said, hey, are you starting to work on your Christmas list? Like, what are you going to ask for Santa for? And she's just like, I don't know. I just don't know. And I just thought to myself, when I was your age, I knew since summertime what I wanted for Christmas, and I am ready to write my list.
Yeah.
If you don't know and have to really think about it, you have too much shit.
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, I only got one gift a year. And I remember the year I wanted six shooters. And I got to go to the head of the class game. And I think it's just messed me up. So I go the other way with my kids. But what's funny is when they describe what they want, it may not exist. Like, I want a giant chandelier. My son was saying that turns into a transformer that you put under the bed. And but I write it down, and then I try to get something similar. It's
like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that easy to find, a chandelier?
Yeah,
that
I kind of compromised and got a three-legged cart or something.
If I can find a decent fake tree that's not rainbow, sorry, Tom, I would consider just buying a fake tree.
I think Frontgate catalog has
that. Because the whole humidifier thing, like, he had me on board with the humidifier.
Yeah.
And I bought one,
yeah,
and I put it behind the tree because I didn't want to see it.
Right.
The problem is my tree became two-toned, so the back was gorgeous, like green.
Oh,
the front was dead.
Gosh, yeah.
So then now I would need another humidifier, probably two more.
You just spin it around. That's what you do stuff like that. You turn it around and get the good side out.
I do three humidifiers, the triangulation of humidity. It'll keep it perfect.
It's too much. I think I just, I'm and if I do the fake tree, I'm giving up.
There are some gorgeous fake trees.
I could do a fake tree. I could put it up now, and it could be up for 6 weeks.
I think that's smart. That's very smart.
Why don't you get a small real tree for somewhere else and do your grand
Let your daughter pick out the tree. That's the most important thing. Her decision. You go, what would you like, honey? Oh, this is what you'd like? And then she's got skin in the game, man.
But then we'd have a pink tree.
We'd have a mermaid.
We would have a pink tree.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't really
also,
want
the There's lighting, gorgeous fake ones I'm looking
The
at.
Lighting technology on fake trees is really elevated now. You can have designs on it. You can have
just
patterns.
Has to be tall because those ceilings are like 9 or 10
feet
tall.
They come in.
How much are they?
Right now.
How much are they?
There's quite an array. There's
$2,000
right now that's $1,300 I'm looking at. That's gorgeous.
That's a very nice one, I would say.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a lot.
But you can keep it for like a couple of years.
You've spent that on a real tree.
Yeah.
I spent $1,000.
Yeah,
you're right.
The organic one.
You're right. That was a beautiful tree.
There's a gorgeous 9-footer for $2,000. Or there are cheaper ones.
$2,000?
Okay, let's get a cheap one.
Well, yeah, no, that's $2,000.
He's on the good. He's
did
on
you
good
haul
list.
The tree
on
home
the
on your roof of the car? Did you
no,
go
I had
cut
them
it down?
Delivered it, but that's another thing. It's a fucking mess.
It
like
is.
You know, it just sheds everywhere, and you have to vacuum. You got to mop. You got, I mean,
now,
I don't do it, but I have to watch someone do it.
Of course.
And now you have a dog who's going to make a mess.
Now
with
this
the tree
is
and the
a very important new fact Shane shared. The dog.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.